Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
I'm late. Laura Jo Rich.
How are you, April?
I'm late. That's how I am. I am preparing a surprise for one of my brains. She was a guest on my show, and I never met her before. And so I'm taking her to see a Broadway play, My Fair Lady, and out to dinner.
Well, how nice.
Or a Friendsgiving.
That's so fun. So she's local for you.
She's local for me, but you're not too far, Arizona.
I am not. San Diego is one of my favorite places to visit.
So when you come, girl, I treat you like a princess. That's how
okay.
I roll. That's how I roll.
I'll let you know. I mean, your California restrictions have been a little crazy lately. And
you know what? Life is a restriction and a boundary. Don't let it invade your space. Do keep doing what you're doing. As long as you're doing what you're doing, everybody stay in their own lane. We don't have no traffic jam. I'm not trying to mess with nobody, but I will tell you that folks is upside down, but you are right side up.
Love your hair.
Thank you. So in the world of creatrix and also spirituality, I'm going to ask you, how does that work together? Because, you know, it all comes together for the good now, Lord Joe Richens.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I will tell you, I think that is one of the most beautiful parts of Creatrix, is that I feel that it works hand in hand, and that it goes right there. And I will tell you, finding Creatrix for me, I truly believe, was divine intervention.
Really? Well, I'm going to go deep, because I've had some of your other sister transformologists on there, baby, and they didn't have some stories to tell. Yeah. And this creatrix is magic, it is for the feminine energy.
Right? It is. It is for women only.
Ouch! Woo! Y'all better get ready. Here, On the Edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull, and we be having it on and popping right here with Laura Jo, got me laughing, Laura Jo Richens.
Yep.
Okay, so now you down there in Arizona. I'm headed down there with Mr. Magnificent. We're going to do a little rendezvous. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, if you get down into the Phoenix area, you give me a holler and we'll meet up.
All right. Well, I'm going to take you up on it. I am. Yeah. I love it. I want to come to Sedona. There's a vortex there.
Gorgeous.
You know, and you're feeling that energy. You're not too far from New Mexico, the Native Americans. I mean, you got all this just going like this.
Yes, but honestly, April, I think we all bring our own energy wherever we go. Yep, we can maybe find that more powerful pocket of energy, but we got our own energy going on.
All right, so let's dial back. Tell us what planet you're from, what you doing, and where you from.
Okay. Well, you know, it's really interesting, because 2021 was going to be a year of rediscovery for me. I got my real estate license last fall, and in March, I gave notice for a job that I've had for the last 10 years, since 2011. So 10 years. And there was a lot of...
Hey, just like, hold the story right there. How did you feel when you just liberated yourself?
Oh, my gosh. First off, it took me months to come down from the adrenaline high. I'm a workaholic, and I was working lots of hours. And the hardest part was leaving my team, because I left my team. And when somebody calls you their dream boss or their dream manager, you know you've got a good team. So getting my real estate license gave me the confidence to quit. With that said, I knew that real estate wasn't where I wanted to be long term. I felt like it just gave me the confidence to make that change. And so I continued to explore my other options. And it was really interesting, April, how for the last 10 years, I've been an employee. I was contract to start with, but I did my things. And I worked for a man who taught us a lot about affirmations and goal setting and lots of things. So that was
to don't you love that? I love to set a goal. It is something sexy and powerful about that.
Yes. And so we had training on how to set SMART goals, all those kinds of things. So what was interesting for me was before I went to work 10 years ago, I was self-employed doing business consulting for women solopreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved it, but I hadn't really thought about going back to that. I thought about going into bookkeeping, all these other things. But once I came down off that adrenaline high, had time to sit with myself and, like I said, rediscover myself. My YouTube channel has some videos I made about transforming my office. Before there were files, printers, I had two printers, all this stuff back here.
Wow, it freed up that space. Bring that book forward. Let me see that book.
And when I chose to transform my life, I started by transforming my office.
Okay. Look at that. Creatrix.
Creatrix.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And you know what? I'm really scared to unleash any more of this.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, girl. You know what I'm saying? But it feels so good. It feels so good. But there's certain things that you really have to kind of get your head around and be responsible for, no matter what the situation is, and find goodness in your challenges as well.
Yes.
Okay. So now you have this pretty highbrow, charmed life. What do you tell a woman that's in a bad space right now that is just afraid to take that leap of faith? What do you say to her?
I can say a number of things to her, but you know what, April? What I've learned through my education in Creatrix is that it really doesn't matter what I say to her. It matters what she says to herself.
All right, now that's a winner.
So when I went back to working for myself, it was funny how the beliefs that I had about myself from when I was self-employed before started popping up. And I noticed it as I started journaling. I've always said I'm not a writer. I hate journaling.
Oh, no, I loved it. You know, I haven't been doing that in a while. Shame on me. I love to do that. Because I'm a poet. You know, that's where, honey. Yes. Oh, yes. You got to see. I can put it down for the underground. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I started implementing Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning, his savers. And took me a while to pick back up on journaling, but it was interesting. As I started journaling, I swear it, I don't know what all the science is behind it, but when you are handwriting things, it causes you to have to put clarity to your words and your thoughts. And I think that things I started noticing, like, oh my gosh, all the same issues I had when I was self-employed before started popping up in the things I was writing. And, you know, things like, can you really be successful with this business? Will people want to work with you? Do you really know as much as you think you do? Are you really good enough? There's so many other women out there that are better than you. Things around money, you know, money.
Well, you were just on a cotton picking Ferris wheel.
Yeah, and the thing was, is earlier this year I got on Clubhouse. I don't know if you've been on Clubhouse.
All right, now let me say this. I'm not knocking nobody's platform, but girl, that's too much conversation for me. It's overwhelming. And again, I'm a chatterbox too, and I like to listen, but it's just, maybe I'm in the wrong rooms. Maybe I don't know how to use it.
Yep, but. And I think that's part of it, is it can be overwhelming. I got on Clubhouse in February. And I got on there from the real estate perspective. And so I was in a bunch of rooms. Yes, some have value, some didn't, but I started to make connections. Mm. And I was in these rooms with these people, and I was listening to these women express these similar limiting beliefs to what I was expressing, right? Fear of success, fear of failure, all these different things that we have. And I don't know about you, but I have chatter going on in my head 24/7.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have a board of directors meeting.
Yes.
Well, that's why I call them brains. That's exactly why I named my audience brains from the end, because I wanted to speak directly into the cranium. I want the place where you edit and filter, process, recall, think about is in your brain.
It's
the machine that's got everything else working. And so, you know, you got to tweak it. And they always talk about mindset. Okay, I look at mindset as like the frequency on an old style radio. You know, you got to turn it up, turn it down. You got to find where your signal is. People are just all over the place. So now you found Creatrix. Now, Creatrix was founded in Australia by Maz. Okay, I know. Girl, I know my C Creatrix.
Yes, you do.
And your goal is to touch 10 million hearts.
That is Maz's goal. The founder of Creatrix, her goal is to set 10 million hearts free.
Mm.
And when I look at that number, it's a little overwhelming, but I thought, what if I can set 10 women's hearts free?
Girl, that's what I said. And
what if I can set 100 hearts free?
Wow. Yep. And that multiplies. And that multiplies.
You bet.
It's a frequency.
When you change a woman and you empower a woman, you are impacting her family, her friends, her community. You're truly impacting the world, but you're starting down at the people that are in her sphere of influence, whether it's through business, work, family, friendships. There is a lot of power that we women bring to the table.
Absolutely. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
A uterus.
Well, that is what makes us so different. And
I'm just saying it what it is.
So much of the personal development has been developed for men. It's based on how men think. Women come from the heart. We have got to tie that mindset, those goals, they have to tie to our heart. That's our nurturing aspect. Of being a woman.
But sometimes you can unleash a beast. Okay, Laura, everybody's not coming with a full deck. Some people are coming with a lot of hostility, a lot of anger, resentment, abuse, confusion, drugs, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
So what do you say to that woman that's really like teetering on the fence? What do you say to her in, you know, a couple paragraphs, why she should join you and Creatrix?
Well, there's two perspectives. We've got the opportunity to be a facilitator, which, of course, we'd really like to get some more U.S. and Canada-based facilitators.
Because you just, touch on that really quickly, you just opened up here in the United States. Like I was saying, this was founded, you know, in Australia.
Yes.
And it is going over like ways. Women say they will not live without it. So now you're just opening up here in North America, and I'm excited for that footprint.
Yes, I'm excited about it too. I went through my training with there were other students from Australia, but there's also a number of transformologists in Europe. And then also we're just starting to build that base here in the US. So I would love to talk to people if they're looking for a healing modality, a therapy. They're really kind of two in the one, but that's an option. And you can see that on my website or my link page. But as far as a client, April, I think the most important foundational aspect of my ideal client is that they have to own their, they have to own what's going on in their life. They can't be blaming other people. If someone's blaming other people because of how Creatrix works, it won't work for them. But if they own, I hate to say the word shit because I don't do it, but if
I was just thinking, I said, you know what? You got to be as tight as constipation.
You got to own it. And if
then when you let loose, it's like a colonic. Everything's got to come out. But you know, that's dangerous sometimes too. Now, let me ask you this because my brains are going to ask this question. Okay. And you real cool. You know, I'm real cool, but I got to ask this because we're here in America and it's a different mindset. A couple things. The first thing is diversity. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting into a sister's head. You're getting into an Asian woman's head. You're getting it. This is more worldly than the conservative white woman, her issues, her needs, her trauma, her culture.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, you know, and I know it takes time to expand, but I'd like to see that opportunity as well. You know, maybe some seminars. That would be great.
Yes.
And number two, you know, some people might say it's a form of brainwash. That's 100.
Yep.
You know, so you have to speak to that. We're not going to argue with nobody. It is or it isn't. You know, your brain can only be washed if you put it in the water. That's what I'm saying.
Well, so if somebody's looking for the, you know, tell me this, April, how many women do you know have gone out searching for solutions to their, sorry, I got a little gnat flying around here, searching for a solution to the, we can say trauma, but more to beliefs. Maybe they're drowning in anger or guilt or grief, or maybe they're, you know, just out of balance emotionally, or maybe they're trying to build a business and they keep self-sabotaging. They keep, you know, making one step forward, two steps back because they get in their own way with that head chatter that is going on up there 24/7. And that's where I can help them. And I think when you talk about race and diversity, one of the most beautiful things about Creatrix is I'm not teaching them or telling them anything. They are doing it for themselves. I'm a facilitator. I'm helping to lead the conversation. I am.
Yeah, she said that to me. She said, "I am a facilitator. She leads the conversation." Hey, you know, that's what I'm saying. You got to name it and claim it, brains. And there's no shame in it.
I ask the questions, and the client is the one who provides the answers. The illustration that was given to me of, you know, you've got your conscious mind and you've got your subconscious mind. And it's like you're in a rowboat, okay? And when we're rowing together, we make progress whatever direction we're going. But when we get across purposes, what do? We don't go forward. We're like going in circles. We're zigzagging. We don't have the right direction. And when the subconscious mind is too strong or conflicting with the conscious mind, it causes conflict in our thoughts, which causes issues with our actions. But when we get the subconscious and the conscious mind on the same page, we can, that's where the impact and the empowerment happens. And I facilitate that. And it is such a beautiful experience for me to sit with the client. And, you know, I'm fairly new. I haven't done this, you know, for years or anything. I've just done this for a few months. But
so wait. So let's dial back. Okay. Yep. Let me dial back. Okay. You're a woman with all this experience, but you're not a psychologist. You're not a psychiatrist. You haven't lived everyone's experience. So the training that's involved to become a transformologist, I know is proprietary, but, you know, is it deep down? And the reason why I ask you that, because I know that you're a follower of Christ. I mean, you publicly put that out there. That can be considered a conflict.
It's not.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying. Right. it just depends, you know, is there the perfect union? How do you find the perfect union with whatever your spirituality is versus your religion versus creatrix? Creatrix, I wouldn't say that. I would say a philosophy of ownership. I don't want to say creatrix because I don't know.
This is an interesting angle here, April. And like I said, I'm new to this, but based on my experience, one of the other beautiful things about creatrix is the client doesn't need to tell me their story. They don't need to share their trauma with me. All we need to know is what the triggers are, what the words are that are going on in their head. That's what's important to know. For me, a really big one was everything has to be so hard. And I was very frustrated in a conversation initially in creatrix, and I just said, dang it, everything has to be so hard. And as soon as I said those words,
you had a breakthrough.
I realized that is a basis for so many of my beliefs. And it was showing up in multiple areas of my life, not just my business, but in relationships, in doing things around my house. Wow. Everything has to be so hard. So that was a huge release for me.
Yeah, I call it a pee your pants moment.
Yeah, those aha moments. Well, I was in a session the other day with the client, and as we were going through questions and things, all of a sudden it was something around her success. Oh, I'm a failure. But as she was talking, there were some additional words that went with that phrase. I'm a failure and I have to prove it. And all of a sudden she just was like, oh my gosh, my husband, her ex-husband, always said it was like she was trying to make their marriage fail. And so that belief could be long in her life. But when you look at the epigenetics of creatrix and how creatrix changes, allows to change the generational thinking, the generational beliefs, and to heal, that could have passed down from, you know, her great-grandmother to her grandmother to her mother to herself on the cellular level. And that is a powerful tool about creatrix. Another client, a friend of mine, had the experience of saying the words out loud, I hate my mother. And when she did that, that was a huge foundational belief for many. And when you take out those foundational beliefs, they can affect a lot of other triggers going on in someone's life.
Well, it sounds like you popping off like a firecracker. What do you do to release and relax, girl, down there in Arizona? Do you go to the spa? Everything's opening back up. You're doing a lot of heavy lifting, you know, and me, girl, I'm dialing back. This season, this is my season to come and go.
Yes. Well,
you have to have that downtime. What do you do just to relax and just make yourself feel super fine?
Actually, I go get my lashes done this afternoon.
Hey.
That was a gift I gave myself earlier this year, and I've stuck with it. Pedicures are a good thing. But on a day-to-day basis, I love to do jigsaw puzzles.
Really?
Do an audiobook and do a jigsaw puzzle. I'm out watching a football game with my husband, and I can look up to catch the highlights. But I relax with puzzles. Before, I've also done coloring with gel pens. They're my favorite.
I know. My daughter is a beast at that adult coloring. Oh, and that's hard.
Yep. Hard. It was a great stress reliever for me. Early on when I went back to work, I did a lot of coloring, but then I became a coloring book collector getting the coloring done.
I know. You start hoarding stuff. I like that. I'm a crafter. Do you like crafts?
I am not a crafter.
No?
No.
Are you a baker?
I love to. I I used to love to bake, but I found I really enjoy cooking. Actually, I have to tell you, last week, week before Thanksgiving, I had shared last month at a church activity that I make a really good roast.
Okay.
And the next Sunday, a woman came up to me, and she said, "I hear you're the roast whisperer." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "I hear you make really good moist roast." So they were doing a dinner for 50 women, a nice kind of holiday dinner. And they asked if I could write down my recipe so that everybody could make it. And when I found out how much, I said, "You know what? I'll just make all the roasts. No big deal."
Oh my God.
I made the roast, and I'm standing in line scooping roast on my plate. And a couple of women in line with me had been sitting at my table, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, this roast is so moist. Who made the roast?" And I'm just kind of standing there, you know? But honestly, I couldn't get out of the church building this last Sunday
What?
because
Okay.
women were
All right.
asking
All
me
right.
about
So
my
now time
roast.
out. What is this? Because I make a good roast too. Now, is it a pork roast, a beef roast? What cut of meat? What is the, what is this, the Snoop D scoop on the recipe for a good roast?
The beef roast. I used to think it had to be a cross rib roast, but now I've gone to using a chuck roast. And I think the magic is I sear it in hot oil. Well, I season it all over the place with Montreal steak seasoning and then
Ooh.
some garlic salt. But then I sear it in a hot pan, and then I put water in it and some bouillon, beef bouillon. Not, I don't drown it in, I just put it up to about the top edge of the roast, and then I stick it in the oven at 350, covered in the oven at 350 for like 5 hours, 7 hours. If it's going to be more than five, I bump it down to 325. But you take that roast out of the oven, it is fall apart, so moist, and then I use the broth to make my gravy.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been using, I use it anyway. My cast iron,
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. Oh, I love it. I love it. I was a brand ambassador for Martha Stewart. Baby, I got all of the best
Oh my gosh, I'm
cooking
talking to the
grade.
wrong person about my
Okay.
roast.
Oh, no. I know. I didn't cook for her. I sold her products, but
Okay.
she had great stuff. She had great stuff. So, I'm just so glad that you are so confident and passionate about what you do and who you do it to and what you do it for. It's a purpose, it's a cause, it's bigger than yourself. And you find great joy, and it looks like you're in your happy space,
You know, April, you look and I know you do are all most of the guests on your show are women.
Oh
Nope, you have a lot of men.
oh no. Oh, yes, girl. I love a
Yes.
conversation with a man. Oh, yes, we go at it. Oh, check them out.
Yes, and I have worked in the male it was construction, so I was mainly males, but I didn't think that I would have an opportunity to get back to working with women again. And my passion is self-employed women. That is my ideal client. I'm looking for women who I don't care if they're running their own bookkeeping service. I don't care if they're a real estate agent, if they're CEO of their own company. Women who go out and sell themselves. When you go out and you look for, guests for your show and things, you're selling yourself and your audience, but it takes a certain kind of woman to be able to do that because you're not selling someone else's product. You're saying, "I am damn good at what I
That's
do."
right. I'm the shit.
And yes,
I
and that's
hear.
it. Yep. And so
But I'm gonna tell
that's
you, and I agree 100% because we don't, we don't charge our value. Okay, Brains, let me
most
give you a
women
quick
don't.
education on some business and closing the deal.
Yep,
You
most
ask
women
for the
don't.
opportunity, you make the introduction, you see what the needs are, you sell to value. This selling is not sleazy. Your
No.
personality, your charm, your ambition, your drive. Sometimes it's your smell. It's how
I
you
will
carry
tell
yourself.
you, I think that's one of the hardest things for women that in my conversations, it's the sleaziness associated with sales.
Girl, sales is sexy. Okay, I'm telling you, when you can go and go toe to toe, like you said, men. Oh, I love an interview with a man because we go boxing toe to toe.
Love it.
Really, you know, you cannot be afraid. See, so many women I'm seeing, you know, are emasculating men so much that we forget that they bring value.
They do.
And you have to nurture that. You know, I, again, I've had good men in my life. Yep. I've had some assholes, but I know how to deal with them. And you have to stand up for yourself. You have to ask for your worth, lady brains. You know, we're not the low-cost leader. We're not the Walmarts of the world. Go out there and see what's competitive. A closed mouth will not get fed. Ask for abundance. Are you kidding me? You can't lose with that kind of mindset.
No.
How can it get any better than this, and what else is possible? You guys better get on board.
Well, I think then you can go back and look at another big issue I've seen with women is a feeling of unworthiness.
Why?
Another big issue with women is the dang guilt we put on ourselves, whether it's we, you know, comparing ourselves to other people, or we didn't get the perfect meal on the table for the family. All of those things is, I think that women guilt themselves into so much.
Well, they're doing too much work. They're taking up too much capacity and too much space. In my opinion, you know, you got to free your mind and the rest will follow. You know, just kind of go with the flow. Just sometimes just check out.
So let me tell you, April, after my first Creatrix session, where I hit that whopper of a belief that everything has to be so hard, it took me 5 days before I noticed that I had no head chatter going on at all in my mind.
Wow.
That I could sit and go, what would I like to think about right now? It took me 5 days to notice, and most of my head chatter was negative. Who do you think you are to think you can get this business, or who do you think you are to be able to do this, or all these different things around my weight, my appearance, my age, my, you know, I've raised 5 kids and amazing, freaking awesome kids, but I had all that going on in my head. Mm-hmm. And after my first Creatrix session, that was no longer there. Mm. And when that was, we discussed that in one of our trainings. Helen, one of our trainers, said, Lord Joe, you are experiencing true peace of mind. Wow. If I could just create that for women, right, where instead of beating ourselves up or being our own worst cheerleader, we were actually focusing on solutions and moving things forward. Wow, how empowering is that?
All right, so let's do this. Because I like to add a little fuego, a little fire to mine. What about your sexual energy in this space with your partner? Really, because you know what? It's something about that. And it's the root chakra.
There is.
So everything is changing. Your desires, your wants, your passions, your needs, what's important to you. And yes, it all seems to be coming from that area.
I think it shows up in a lot of different areas of your life. But yes, relationships and energy, you betcha. Yeah. My poor husband, I have been blessed with wonderful men in my life as well.
I know. And, that's what I said, my poor husband too.
He is, you know, well, it's the bouncing off the wall energy. I'm like, oh my gosh.
How long have you been married? Weird.
It will be 39 years in 2 weeks.
Wow.
39 years. Congratulations. We'll have our 40th wedding anniversary next year.
Wow, that's beautiful. We've been married 37.
Girl, you're right behind me.
And what does it feel like to have peanut butter and jelly? Because, you know, when a woman, as we progress, I mean, you've been with him 4 decades, really? I've been with my husband almost 4 decades. They have seen the evolution of from fine and slim to fat and fluffy to mean and grumpy to poor to rich. They've seen it all, you know, and it's a lot to still be able to connect with somebody you know, to feel their pain, to answer their questions, to love on them, to want to be with them. Because there's some people that feel like they're trapped. And I'm saying, get on out, because there's somebody out there to love you. I done found somebody to love me. Lord Joe done found somebody to love her. But it takes work, baby.
It does, of course. But it was interesting. I was just reading some things this morning about women's cycle, the female cycles. You know how not just our 28-day cycles, but life cycles. And when you go through that menopausal state, that affects a lot of things going on in the female body and can have a very negative impact on relationships as those hormones adjust and things. And I think just we as women, if we can be aware of that and how that's showing up in our lives, I think sometimes having a close circle of friends, having close friends that can call you out on some of the things that you're saying and believing and say, wait, hold on, let's stop and look. Is this a hormonal thing coming out?
Or yeah, pump your brakes. You got to pump your brakes, absolutely, and slow down. So show me the book one more time, up close and personal. No, I need your face in it, all over the place. Ooh, yes, hold on. Let me get you the full, look at that. That's yummy. Okay, Discover the Creatrix Method.
Yes, available on Amazon. Written, well, it's by Maz Shermer, but it's stories of 44 women who have been through Creatrix. I think they're all facilitators now, all different ages. Different backgrounds, different issues. You know, you talk about, you know, a lot of the women in Australia, they're working with angry moms.
Oh, and you know, they tell me that domestic violence there is really I say fight back. Y'all get a coalition.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy.
But you know, it's when those emotions, those natural emotions, it's okay to be angry, but angry in the moment over certain things, it's when our emotions get out of balance, that's where it starts to linger and have those lifetime effects. I know you've had Brie on your show, and Brie has a great story.
Wow.
About her experience with that. Yeah. So many women are portraying one thing to the outside world, and there's different things going on in their inside world.
It's a hot mess, you know, because too much is going on. So leave us with a word of encouragement, of something beautiful and exciting that we can carry for the next year, something inspirational from the place of your core, but also your Christian beliefs. Leave us with a beautiful word of wisdom. Lord Joe.
Oh, you know, somebody shared with me the other day. I have two favorite words, April. One is joy. And I've had a couple of people call me Laura Joy. And I'm like, I'm A-okay with that. Joy and inspire. And my goal, I've always loved to teach. And I always have believed that if I can touch one person in the room when I teach or on a Zoom call, then I have fulfilled what I needed to do. If the words that I say can cause one woman to make a change in her life. So someone shared an acronym, words for SMILE. And SMILE to share, motivate, inspire, listen, and elevate. And I have just really loved that, because I do love to smile. And each day, the question that I ask myself is, who can I help today? And then I pray that the Lord will inspire me to take action, prompt me to pick up the phone and make a phone call. If you haven't read the book, Two Chairs by Bob Bodine.
No, I got to get it.
Beautiful book about having a conversation with God every morning before you walk out the door.
Yikes.
And while I've prayed and I've been taught to pray, it gave me a new perspective on prayer. Mm-hmm. And so there's another recommendation.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, because they could just talk to you forever. You're so warm and inviting, and you're here in the U.S. Brains, check it out. A conversation, it doesn't hurt you to have a conversation and a consultation. It may not be for you. You have to figure that out. Or it may not be Laura Jo. She might have a sister friend that you connect with. It's like finding a therapist. It's got to be somebody that you trust. You know, they've got to be heart-centered. They have to have emotional intelligence and want to build on relationship capital. Yes. That's very important. That's what we want. We ain't shucking and jiving. You know, if you ain't ready for it, I got it. You know, just know that it is available to you. How do they find you?
LauraJo.com. And that is LauraJo, capital J-O, LauraJo.com. And they will find the links. I'm working on that website, but you know, my business is moving forward without a website. But I do like that link page. They can go there. They can set up a free discovery call with me. We can chat a little bit, see if it's something they would like to investigate. We can move on to a blockage identifier call if that appeals to them. They can find my Facebook page, my Instagram page. They can find a link to how to get more information on being a Creatrix Transformologist. And they can also find a video about what Creatrix is that Bree Stedman did, which is a great video.
And can't they also get you for some real estate?
Oh, they can't get me for some real estate.
You gotta try to cash in on that real estate.
They can.
Before we conclude, tell me a little bit about that, because I heard the real estate down there in Arizona is on and popping.
Oh, my word, it's been crazy. What a time to get back into real estate. But I will tell you that my passion and my heart are in the work that I'm doing with women. Yeah. And so that is where my focus is. And I feel so blessed to be in this space. And I have dreams and goals and things that I want in the future. And I want to set hearts free, because by empowering women, it will impact the world.
Absolutely. And so may I close with a poem? You know the poet? I send a lot of these to my guests, but I want you to understand where I'm coming from. It's called Girlfriends. Friendship co-writes me, delights me, it excites me. Friends are people that we have chosen to share in our lives. They invoke your energy and they support your drive. They hold a special place in time. They not only impact your heart, but they leave a lasting impression on your mind. Friends can listen to different kinds of music, but still groove to the same vibe. Friends can disagree or agree, but they love each other compassionately with a sense of urgency and harmony. Friends can believe in different religions, but be open enough to share in one God. Friends can have different color skin, but love each other, only looking at the person within. Laura Jo, I'm glad that you are my friend.
Thank you, April, and thanks for having me here today.
Absolutely. Brains, love on somebody. Because we're loving on you right here on the edge. We want you to go, like, subscribe, do all of that stuff. We got music, art, entertainment, men, women, children, criminals, angels. We talk to anybody that's got a great story, a great heart. Everybody got a story. And I can teach you how to tell it. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, April. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.